Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
I said last week, these could be nice neighbor stories, too.
No one writes about nice neighbors. And they would be terrible stories.
Yeah, I know. It wouldn't get read anyway. And then we just had dinner together, and it was great. You've got a neighbor. What do they do that gets under your skin? Tell us about it. Bad neighbor stories. All right, round one, underway.
Here we go. My neighbor did not start out as a bad neighbor. He was and still is very friendly and waves every time he sees anyone in my family. After he moved in, he wanted to add some trees to his property. Now you cannot see his house from the road. Then he wanted to add some rocks to make a rock wall. He now has so many rocks, they are piled up everywhere. But the worst part is all the junk, or as he likes to call them, antiques, that consume his home and driveway. He can no longer park in the driveway because there is so much crap taking up space. I had to go over there last summer because another neighbor's dog ran up the driveway. I was terrified I was going to be attacked by raccoons that have made a home in his porch. I swear I saw a rat run across the driveway and could not get out of there fast enough.
Oh, God.
We often joke that when he dies, there will be dead bodies found in the home. We have contacted the health department and police department with no success in getting the mess cleaned up. The place is so bad that I believe the producers of Hoarders would be champing at the bit. Worst part is he is completely clueless as to how bad his home looks.
Yeah, right. You're always
That's
the last
how that
to
goes.
Know. Yeah, you are the last person to know. You think you're doing a great job. Look at all the cool stuff I have everywhere in my yard.
Ooh.
Keep the rocks over there. I keep the trees over there. I keep the antiques everywhere
at least
else.
There's
the old
trees.
Cars. Yeah. I bought my first home 12 years ago, and it came with a 40-foot by 40-foot garden that occupied most of the backyard. Previous owners were elderly, and the Mr. loved to garden. When the home became ours in late May of 2005, the garden was horribly overgrown and needed serious attention. So they inherited this. Bought quite a mess. We moved in Memorial Day weekend and began unloading trucks and emptying boxes. We introduced ourselves to our neighbors. Following weekend, our plan was to dig up the garden and plant grass. Just have a lawn.
Make it a yard. Sure.
This was going to be a big job. Before this weekend arrived, we received a mailed letter from Wally, our new neighbor, letting us know that he did not appreciate the eyesore that was our backyard.
Well,
he just got it.
Yeah.
He mailed it from his house right next door to ours. The next day, we received a subsequent letter from the city giving us 3 days to fix the yard, or they would send someone out to do it at our expense.
So wait, he lived next door to these people for how long?
And the other people, I don't know how long they lived there.
And these people move in and he sends them a letter?
Did he ever say anything to the other people, or was he afraid?
I don't know. Maybe he didn't want to. Maybe he was friends with them and didn't want to say anything, but these new people.
But then the new people he calls the city?
Well, he was going to take advantage of the not knowing them, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. So
he gave the other people a horrible time.
Right.
But I would think if the city swung into action on these new owners.
Yeah, 3 days.
They would
so
have
quickly.
Done the same to the old people. Okay. Yeah. The letter is currently framed in our basement. We haven't even lived there. We hadn't even lived there 2 weeks. Give us a minute, Wally. In the past 12 years, he has called police to our home to address loud music at 10:02 PM. Noise ordinance is 10 PM. And for our barking puppy. Like you said, you always think you're a great neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Right.
He is affectionately known in our home as Effing Wally. We continue to help him out with the snow removal, even when he leaves for a month in the winter, because, well, we're not a-holes. Well!
Very generous. Mm.
We had a widow living next door when we first moved in. At Halloween, my wife was dressed as the guy from Scream, the movie. Had some kids and a friend with her while trick-or-treating. She knocked on the widow's window and yelled her name. I assume she's yelling the widow's name.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. It was 6:30 p.m. during trick-or-treat. The widow got up from her couch and walked into her bedroom, returning with a 45 caliber handgun.
Oh, my God.
Proceeded to put it in my wife's scream-masked face. My wife's friend threw her son to the ground and covered him with her body. My wife stood perfectly still because she didn't think she was faster than a bullet. She was saying, "Judy, Judy, it's me. Hello."
Oh, Judy, don't shoot.
Wow.
The widow finally stood down. My wife's friend asked if it was loaded after she came outside. She said, "Damn right it is. Doesn't do much good empty." For several years after that, my wife would assume the hands up in the air position when seeing Judy outside at the mailbox or in her yard. We never had the children trick-or-treat there again. Yeah, okay.
So who's the bad neighbor, Judy or the woman with the scream mask on?
Looking in the window and yelling, that was, "Judy!"
Is that a perfect storm? Wow.
Seemed like Judy had enough.
Judy was a widow. Maybe she was afraid.
Yeah, right. Knocking on my windows?
I think she made the right decision by not going back there anymore at Halloween.
I do, too. Yeah.
Yes.
I'll give Judy credit for not being quick on the trigger.
Yes. Agreed.
But she controlled the situation.
I'll give the scream mask woman credit for recognizing a 45 caliber handgun. That's pretty good.
Wow. Through a window, too, huh? The house we bought in Stallus was nice, but very close to the other homes on our block. Four houses were built on three city lots. The backyards all blended together. Building a fence was one of the first things on our honey-do list. Our neighbors to the south were friendly and outgoing, with a couple of loud kids. The neighbors to the north kept to themselves and rarely said hi. But we knew there was life over there from the ever-growing mounds of pit bull poop in their backyard and ours. One evening, the neighbor was out in his backyard with his fat old pit bulls. I walked over to introduce myself and asked that his dogs refrain from crapping in my yard. As I approached him, the dogs perked up, started towards me. I asked him to call off his dogs. He promptly replied that they were old and blind and wouldn't hurt a flea. That's when the oldest and fattest pit bull ran into my leg, looked up at me when I yelped, and chomped down as hard as it could on my shin.
Oh, jeez.
45 caliber handguns and pit bulls.
The neighbor stammered that the dog had never bit anyone in its 13 years, and it must have been something I had done that spooked it.
Uh-huh.
We built a nice tall cedar fence the next week. Mm-hmm. What do we have time for?
One more. Sure. One more.
Man.
All right.
All right. Let me just find the proper crescendo here.
All right. Remember when the neighbor pulled the handgun on mom at Halloween? Yeah.
What was right. I that year?
We'll end with this one
too. All right.
My wife and I moved into our apartment over 3 years ago. The first week we lived there, we were trying to figure out the people, families that live around us. The one that caught our eye is a single father that lives below us. My wife nicknamed him D-Bag Dad.
Oh, boy.
He was called that because he looked like one, and he has a bratty teenage son who slams the door every time he comes in and shakes our apartment. A few months ago, while my wife was on maternity leave, she witnessed a colorful woman with green hair walk out of his apartment, which we thought nothing of, even though she got into a car that was being driven by another man. About 2 months later, I woke up at about 2 a.m. with my wife staring out our patio window. I asked her what was wrong, and she said there was a man and woman pounding on our neighbor's door. Sure enough, the noise continued, so I got up and looked. They were trying to break his patio door and broke the patio light. We were ready to call the police, but the man and green-haired woman left before we could call. The worst part is that our neighbor was home because his car was parked outside but did not want to answer the door. The woman with the green hair looked like a prostitute and the man probably her pimp.
Yeah.
I'm guessing to collect past due debt is the reason they were there.
Yep. Just like a lucky library
they
book.
Didn't wake the baby up.
Oh, God.
Remember when that hooker, her pimp showed up
and broke their light?
Why would you tell the hooker where you live? Well, he probably took, like, took her back to his place, obviously.
That's called an in-call or something.
Is that
like
what
that?
Thank you, Carrie.
Yeah.
When,
someone taught
when
me that
you get
years
like
ago.
A home delivery.
Yeah, there's such a thing.
Maybe you don't want that home delivery.
Maybe that's what those grocery things really are. Oh, we come and put your groceries in your cabinet.